I'm Sonia. I read through what you shared in the intake.
Meet Sonia, a self-proclaimed mental health coach. Unlike most therapists, however, Sonia's clients can't meet her face-to-face.
I'm an AI coach, so the...
While these sessions with Sonia might not take place on a couch, like many traditional therapy appointments, the idea for the app was actually born on one.
I was talking with my friend Julian on a couch, and he was like, yeah, you're like working with language models. Isn't there something that you could build?
Lucas Wolf, the founder of the San Francisco-based startup, was an overwhelmed master's student studying AI when he first tried to seek mental health care. Yet, his insurance did not cover the cost.
And I found it extremely inspirational to train models to actually optimize for support.
2 years later, Sonia has become just one of over 10,000 current AI mental health platforms. At the University of California, San Francisco, assistant professor Sachin Pandensi studies the intersection of AI and mental health treatment. He says provider shortages, social stigmas, and higher cost of care are driving this growing trend.
Well, now we have this tool that can be there for people when nothing else is there.
Bay Area resident Susanna Wagner's past trauma makes it difficult for her to leave her home to access care. AI is filling that gap.
I mean, AI is so much easier because it's straight away versus you gotta look for a therapist.
Pandensi, however, says AI doesn't have the same discretion as a human therapist. And it can sometimes give harmful suggestions that can trap users into unhealthy patterns. Even Sonia warns AI isn't a foolproof substitute for traditional counseling.
And AI coaching isn't a replacement for therapy, especially for crisis care or more intensive support.
To address these hazards, Wolf says he will continue to advance Sonia, not to dispose of human therapists, but to work alongside them. For the Hearst Journalism Awards, I'm Maddie Policastro.